This podcast is part of the MyPodcast.com network. Go online right now and get your very own 100% free podcast, MyPodcast.com.
Hi, you're listening to the weekly Tangerine Dream Fan Zone radio show with Chris Newman. To keep up to date with all of the latest TDFZ radio, watch the new TDFZ Vision online music video series or visit the new Cyber Warehouse music download store. Go to www.soundfuturesdirect.com.
Hi, this is Sindel Danel. You're listening to Tangerine Dream Fan Zone Radio with Chris.
Hi fellow dreamers, that was the wonderful Scuderia track kicking off our very special edition of today's Tangerine Dream Fan Zone radio show. We pay a very welcome return visit to the Netherlands to catch up with more awesome EM creations and the very latest news from the musical force that is Synth.nl, better known to us all here as Michelle van Ossenbruggen. That track itself was from Michelle's Aerodynamics album that regulars will know featured on our first Synth.nl interview special that went out on the 9th of August. That, as with all editions of this program, is available from the site itself to listen to if you've not had a chance to yet. On that show itself, you may remember, Michelle was in the process of completing work on his second album, Atmosphere, which I'm delighted to say was finally released on October the 11th, and boy, I can tell you it was worth waiting every minute for it. It's another superbly crafted delight from the maestro himself. I thought it about time we explore this new album with Michelle and bring us all totally up to date with one of the scene's newest pioneers. Enjoy now the Synth.nl Music Special. Hi Michelle, it's fantastic to have you with us again. You've been a busy man since our last chat, so thanks very much for taking the time out.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show again, Chris. And yes, I'm quite busy at the moment, but for you, I always make time, of course.
Now, there's lots to talk about with you today, but I'd like to start off with the big news in the last 2 months with the release of the Atmosphere album. Firstly, congratulations, it's another truly awesome work. How's the launch gone so far?
Well, reactions so far have been very positive. I'm actually still quite overwhelmed by all the attention I got already. For my first album, Aerodynamics, it took a bit longer before people started reacting on it. And of course, it's always scary to release a second album because, well, people have expectations and you're always afraid you can't live up to them. And I must admit, there's some people that liked my first album better, but I think that's about 1% of the people, and probably due to the fact that that was a bit more dancey and maybe they like just that kind of upbeat music more, and Atmosphere is a bit more relaxed. So I think you have to be in the mood for that or like that kind of music. So overall, yeah, it's quite good, and I hear from Groove Unlimited also that the sales is going quite well. So actually, I don't have anything to complain about. It's all very motivating to go on for the next one.
And now, your Aerodynamics album we explored with you on the show back in August, I know was based on your love of Formula One racing cars as well as planes you gained experience in during your military service. Can you fill us in about this new album and where you're going conceptually with it, Michelle?
Well, it's actually a bit related to aerodynamics. As you mentioned, I served some time in the military force, and there I got very enthusiastic about airplanes and flying. And coincidentally, when I came out of the military service, I started working for an electronics company, and my former boss there, he flew on light airplanes and later even helicopters. And he took me along a couple of times, and I learned a lot about also the weather and cloud formations that you encounter up there. Of course, the weather is very important when you go out flying. And I was always fascinated by the clouds and especially looking upon them. That's even nicer than from down Earth. And, well, actually this album symbolizes quite of a journey from the ground up into space. And everything we encounter on the way. So all the layers of air around our Earth, all the cloud formations, a lot of weather phenomena. And, that's what most of my songs are about.
We're going to take our first listen to the new album, Michelle. And no better way than the title track itself, Atmosphere. Anything you can share with us about this piece?
Well, I had a picture in my head when I made this song, and it was actually a picture of our planet Earth seen from, the moon's surface and kind of an Earthrise, as they call it. And then there you see our beautiful blue planet with the clouds surrounding it. And of course, our atmosphere is something very precious. We should be very careful with it. It holds the oxygen we breathe, and it makes life possible on Earth, so we should not ruin it. But this picture was what I tried to transfer into the music of this track, and I hope people can relate to that picture when they hear this song.
Well, I'm sure they will. Here then is Atmosphere. Title track Atmosphere, latest release from synth.nl, who's with me right now. Having heard the whole album, Michelle, the works really evoke images immediately when you listen to them. Your music would be great accompaniment with, say, video. Is this an avenue you've thought about at all?
Yes, definitely. I would love to do music for a movie or documentary. That would be very nice. I like to watch documentaries myself. I don't watch many TV, but when I do, I usually switch on Discovery or a channel like that and watch some nature or space or historical documentaries. And it would be nice to hear my own music under that, of course. I think it's a nice way to transfer emotions. And and usually I already have a picture in my head when I create a song, and it would be even nicer if these pictures would move and I could tag along to a story as well. So that would be nice. So if somebody's listening in that line of business and looking for somebody to work with, I'd say just contact me and maybe we can work something out.
We discovered your passion for certain EM greats who'd inspired you back in the August show, and one in particular I know, Jean-Michel Jarre, who has had a great influence on you. I've just read, in fact, that his newly announced tour for next year includes a concert, I think, on the 26th of May in Amsterdam itself. Will you be going to that?
Oh yes, when I have the time, I'll definitely go there. I don't even know if it will be Amsterdam, because the last time I went was the Oxygen tour, and I actually went to London in the Royal Albert Hall, and... Well, that was because my wife wanted to go to London, and we made a nice weekend of it. And it was quite nice. In that way, you have more like a holiday feeling when you go to something like that. So, maybe I'll go, and maybe I'll go to one of the other concerts and not the Amsterdam one. But I'm not sure yet. It has to fit in my schedule, and it's quite busy at the moment, and. But I'll definitely go and see if I can get some tickets somewhere.
On the subject of Jarre, I noticed that lovely Eminent 310 organ he's used in the past standing in your new studio. That I'll chat with you on a bit later. The Eminent, I think, was the world's first commercially available string synth, and a Dutch home-manufactured one at that. Have you used this much in your music? It's a great-looking piece.
No, I haven't used it yet. It hasn't been here for that long. I bought it about a year ago, but it has been standing in the office at work because I didn't have a place for it here, and it's quite heavy, so we didn't want to carry it all the way here and then come to the conclusion that we couldn't fit it in. So it has been in my office for about a year. And just recently, it arrived here at home in the new studio, and it was the first thing actually to go in the new studio. So it's quite an old piece, and I think it's a nice one. It's white, which is not the standard color on it, but I think it looks a bit more modern with the white color on it. And it has a lovely sound, and of course it's. Instant Oxygen and Equinox feeling you get when you play it, and I will use it somewhere in my future albums for sure.
I've selected the next track from the Atmosphere album, and it's the Mesosphere work. What info can you tell us about this?
Well, the Mesosphere is one of the layers of the Earth's atmosphere. It's actually the third layer, and in this layer you see meteoroids, and that's actually the tail behind the meteor entering the Earth's atmosphere, and you see a path lighting up from all the burning material, and all that's commonly known as a falling star. And of course a falling star is very related to doing a wish, and maybe that's what I did when I made this track. Maybe I did a wish, and I think when you listen carefully to the track you will hear some resemblance to an artist that I like and that I would love to meet someday. So I leave it up to you to discover who that would be.
From the delightful mesosphere there, we're back to solid ground on TDFZ with Synth.nl for a while. I'm dying to hear about your new Apollo studio now, Michelle. On the programme last time, work had just begun on it, and I've been following avidly your blog over the last few months with the updates on all of the aspects of its construction. It's been one fascinating read. For our listeners out there, can you give us a history from its conception up to the stage you're up to right now with it? Having followed the news on its progress myself, I've found it an amazing insight. Take us back to the beginning, Michelle, and run us all through it if you can.
Well, firstly, let me start out by explaining why I started this project at all. In my current studio, I don't have much room anymore. As you know, I have quite a large collection of synthesizers, and it was getting quite crowded. But besides that, the acoustics in my current studio are very poor, and I make music usually at night, and my wife and kids are sleeping just below the studio, so I have to keep the volume very low. And, well, then I don't hear that much detail anymore. So usually I'm working on headphones, and that isn't very pleasant to do for a long time. Usually after a while you just get tired and you don't hear any details anymore. And that's, well, not good for my my concentration. And so I was looking for another way, and we were looking for another room to build the studio in, but... Well, the only room suitable was the living room, and my wife obviously didn't agree with that. So we finally decided to dig a very big hole in the garden and make a basement in there. So in the future, my music will be really underground music coming from, just below the barbecue on top of it.
That's excellent. I think on the last blog regarding this project, you've gotten as far as dealing with the actual acoustics in the studio. Can you explain to everyone how you go about that?
Well, it's actually my friend Hans that knows a lot about this acoustic stuff. And the first measurement we did was just with my laptop and one speaker and a test microphone. And we use a special piece of software that is called Room EQ Wizard. And with that... You do some frequency sweeps, and it measures the room responding to the sweeps, and then in the graphs you get from them, you see some very nasty spikes where standing waves occur in the room, and that's something that you need to work out. So after that, we ordered some acoustic material, and we will be trying to sort these peaks out, and. Try to get a very equal sound response in the studio.
I know the studios have been a monumental project, and I'm sure when the new Synth.nl mothership is fully operational, we'll be in for more amazing musical treats. You'll find a link to that Apollo Studio blog that I can highly recommend as a great blow-by-blow account of building a recording studio. It's a marvellous read, everyone, so do check it out. Here's another sublime track from Atmosphere, and it's the track Thermosphere. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thermosphere from the Atmosphere album. Dreamers listening in, if you've not got this new album from Michelle or the previous Aerodynamics album yet, make sure to get them. They need to be in your record collection for sure. Michelle, can you tell the folks where they can get hold of your albums?
Yeah, there's a couple of places that sell my music. Of course, I would encourage people to buy from Groove Unlimited, my label, and they have a website on www.groove.nl. And you can also find links from other places that sell my music on my website. Just go to www.synth.nl, and that's of course synth.nl. And there you will see some links with the albums, and you will notice also that they're not the same. There's places that sell my Aerodynamics album already, but not my Atmosphere album yet. And I hope that in the near future that they will also have both. But so far, well, there's not so many places yet you can buy from. But the places that are there do deliver worldwide, so don't be discouraged. They will deliver on your front door.
That's great. Those links, everyone, are also on today's TDFZ radio podcast site. So do check out all of synth.nl's related links. We were talking about the new Apollo Studio earlier, which brings me now to a new musical adventure you've in the pipeline, I believe. The Apollo Project? What's the background to this?
Well, I was born in 1969, and that was the year that Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon. So I always felt very connected to these events and also the rest of the space missions that occurred around that time. And well, next year I will be 40 years old, and also these events occurred 40 years ago then, and I thought that would be a good moment to stand still with that for a while and do a project about that. And well, it will be an album that will be very personal for me, but of course I hope that other people will like it as well, and maybe for some people it will recall some very nice memories to well, the black and white television pictures that still are available on the internet from these events. And I think it was a great journey, and it's one of the bigger achievements, I think, of mankind.
When is it we can expect this release?
Oh, I'm not really sure yet. No date has been set yet. Of course, I would love to do it on the exact date that the 40th birthday was of the space missions, but I'm not sure that I'm going to make that. I'm working also on some other projects, and I haven't decided yet which one will be first, but probably I will first release another concept solo album before I do release this one. And well, just wait and see, and it will come for sure. And I think when you want to keep updated, just don't read my blog, read my website, and I will try to keep everybody as informed as possible on there.
Now, I've heard on the grapevine that the Apollo Music project we've touched on isn't the only one you've planned. There's another one with a more aquatic feel to it on the way, isn't there?
Yes, that's correct, Chris. I'm working on an album that will be about the Earth's oceans and also about the creatures that live in there, like the whales and dolphins and, well, a lot of other species, of course. I think there's still a lot to be discovered in these, well, very deep waters. And unfortunately, there's also some species threatened with extinction, and that's something that I would like to get some attention for with this album. I hope that people will look into what's happening in those places, and well, think a bit about that, and be more conscious with the environment in the water as well, and not only in the air.
That sounds like a very worthy project. I know with a lot of your work, Michelle, you've gone to great lengths with actual field recordings and physically going out to capture these sounds from nature itself. You then integrate these as samples. Is this something maybe you'll do for this Oceans album?
Well, actually, that's something I already did. As you know, I take my mobile recorder with me on holidays, and usually when we go on holiday, we tend to go somewhere on the water, and well, I did some recordings standing up to my knees in the water and recording sounds of waves colliding on rocks and sounds of seagulls and anything related to the ocean. So I already have a nice library, and I will try to fill that up also with some synthesized sounds. So later on in the album you will hear a mixture of actual recorded sounds and synthesized sounds, and I hope actually that people can't even tell them apart that much. So it will be quite an atmospheric album as well, and I hope that it will be a good follow-up to my current album.
I'm sure it will be. Talking of projects, can you tell me how that fabulous classical project we spoke about last time in August is going? I know, that's another on my own personal must-have list when that one's complete.
Well, the classical project is at this moment, I think, for 90% done, so I'm quite far with that already. I have a bit of difficulty at this moment to prioritize because, as I told you before, I'm working on, two very nice other projects as well, so I really can't decide what I want to release first. And I really, I'm struggling internally with myself over that. But don't worry, it will come. And I just not very confident to set a date yet. So you'll just have to wait and see, I'm afraid. Just keep following my blog and my website, and I will give you some info on there as soon as I have it myself. So, it will be somewhere in the near future for sure.
That's great news. I have the track Autostratus for everyone now, Michel. This has a really lovely, almost brooding feel to it. What was the vision behind this piece?
Autostratus is a type of cloud that is up in the sky, quite high, and they're made out of tiny ice crystals, and there's something quite dangerous about them, and that is that when airplanes fly through them, these tiny ice crystals could attach themselves to the wings, and they could seriously get the plane into trouble and eventually even crash it. So that's quite dangerous, and that was actually what inspired me to do this track.
Thank you.
tremendous. That was Autostratus. I had another great groove artist on last week's show I know you're acquainted with, the great Frank Van Bogart. We spoke on that one, Michelle, of some of his live concerts and performances. Is live performance something that appeals to you?
Well, I know a lot of artists like to be in the spotlight and doing live performances, but I'm afraid it's not something that attracts me a lot. I like to work alone in my studio at night when everybody's asleep and nobody's looking at my fingers. And it's just more. I'm more a guy that likes to work in the background, and that's why I would love to do something for films or movies, so I can get my stuff out to a bigger audience in a different way.
How about musical collaborations of any sort? Is this an area that maybe appeals to you creatively at all?
Oh, I get a lot of requests for collaborations, but usually, there's just no time or room to do something like that. But there are some artists out there that I would love to make an exception for. Of course, my big heroes. But there's also some nice colleagues on the Groove Unlimited label that I would love to work with on a track or more. And yeah, when the time is right and when the place is there, I'll be open for that for sure.
More atmospheric delights for you now, fellow dreamers, and it's the track Cirrostratus. Cirrostratus, one of the 12 magnificent works that make up the new Synth.nl album Atmosphere. We've only brought you a small taster of this work today, and I hope that everyone tuned in will go out and get this album and enjoy it in its entirety. I've been fortunate enough to have my copy since October, and trust me, it's one you'll want to go back to again and again. Michelle, thank you so much again for joining me on TDFZ. It's always an absolute pleasure having you with us, and I do hope you'll be back with us all again in the very near future to share another amazing musical journey. It's been awesome. Thanks a million.
Well, thank you very much as well, Chris. I enjoyed it a lot, and I hope that I will have some news somewhere next year, and then, of course, I will be gladly to I'll be on the show again and tell you a bit more about the new works. So, well, thank you everybody for listening as well, and I hope you enjoyed it, and until next time.
Sadly, that's it for this week, Dreamers and EM lovers everywhere. A huge thanks again to Michelle, Synth.nl, for his time and taking us on today's wondrous magical musical mystery tour of his latest masterwork, Atmosphere. Don't forget those links to connect with his music and activities mentioned on the programme. You'll find them all on the TDFZ podcast site. And again, if you missed the August the 9th Synth.nl special, it's still in the archives too, so go there and have some fun. Next week's show is our Saturday TDFZ Friends Music Special, and I can tell you now the lineup of music and artists we have is not to be missed. So I hope you can all join me again. That's next Saturday, the 20th of December. Finally, a couple of weeks back I announced on the show the first of regular competitions now taking place from our Sound Futures Direct Cyber Warehouse store. That first one was to win a free copy of Level Pi's latest album, Electronic Sheep. Well, a big thanks to everyone who entered, and I'm pleased to announce now that the winner was Martin Lau. Well done to Martin, who incidentally is one of our many global dreamers and listeners, and is in fact based in Tasmania. So well done, Martin. There's a lot more competitions on the way to the store very soon, so check that out, and of course the Cyber Warehouse itself, with all of our new artists and their works being added all of the time. Remember everyone, your participation as a customer on the store goes to help support all of the independent bands and artists it was specifically established for. And of course the ongoing work of TDFZ Radio itself. So please do remember to pay a visit when you can. The store's address is at www.cyberwarehouse.soundfuturesdirect.com. That link's also on today's radio site. I look forward to seeing you all again next weekend, and I'll leave you until then with one last glimpse into Synth.nl's Atmosphere album. And we're going to do this by way of the track Exosphere. I'm Chris Newman. You all take good care of yourselves, you take care of one another, and remember, the dream doesn't remain the same. It simply gets better and better.
music lovers and connoisseurs of the very latest in cutting-edge and innovative new sounds, visit the Sound Futures Direct Cyber Warehouse. There, you can check out all of the very latest new titles and works from a wide cross-section of all musical genres. Go to www.cyberwarehouse.soundfuturesdirect.com.